B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in studio. Please, joining Farzetta and Trey in the morning, the great actor, comedian, podcaster, Michael Rappaport in studio with us. Michael,
thanks for having me.
This is incredible. Now, here's what just happened at the break. In all seriousness, we just said to you, four different people said to you in the studio, something that you were in that they loved.
True Romance.
Favorite movie. Boom, just like that.
Atypical, yeah.
Atypical on Netflix right now. Yep. You're going to be at Helium Comedy Club, which is why you're in the city.
Yep.
We'll plug that. We'll talk about that in a second. But I talked to you about Higher Learning.
Yep.
I talked to you about Copland. Bob mentioned Friends.
Yep.
Like the versatility, the range of your acting ability, my friend, is just unmatched.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I've... you know, when you say those things, I don't take it for granted. I've had the opportunity to do a lot of different things, a lot of good things, some not so good things over the years. But I love being an actor, I'm proud of everything I've done, and I'm excited about doing stand up. I'm excited about performing at Helium here in Philly, and honestly, it means a lot to me that you guys have said all those things. I don't take it for granted at all.
Thursday, so tonight at Helium Comedy Club, 8 o'clock. Friday, you have two shows, 7:30 and 10 o'clock. Saturday, the 7:30 show already sold out.
Yep.
So then 10 o'clock on Saturday night.
Yep. And we're going to be rock and rolling. It's disruptive comedy. You know, I love the people of Philly. I've always had a fondness for Philadelphia. My introduction, like a lot of people who aren't from here, was when I was 6 years old and going to the movie theater and seeing Rocky. To be honest, I was talking to my wife. I was like, that's almost one of my first memories as a kid. Is that
same
movie.
Rocky.
Literally, because I was six. Like, it impacted me so much on such an emotional level. It's weird because it wasn't so much the boxing, it was the emotion of the film. I didn't understand it, but there was something about that film, as the world knows, that resonated. And that and Dr. J. Like, Dr. J, like, I wasn't into Batman, I wasn't into Superman. Like, Dr. J was my superhero. Like, I... That was my guy. So those two things sort of brought me into the world and learning Philadelphia from afar. And you know, I've always been. I'm not going to sit here and lie. I'm not an Eagles fan.
It's all good.
Okay. I'm not going to play games here with you. I respect the Eagles. I respect their fans. Mm. But I've always had. When they were dealing with the Boston Celtics and Larry Bird, and when you know whatever Bird said to Doc, and he had to choke him out, and then the Moses Malone. And the Charles Barkley, and of course the Allen Iverson. I always root for Philly teams.
Okay, so you've always been a big basketball fan,
big basketball,
as well.
Yeah.
And it's funny because we talked to a guy earlier on the show at 7:30, a local writer named Mike Kern. When he talks, you hear Philadelphia, like you hear that. In his voice. You talk, you hear New York, but to hear New York say those glowing things about Dr. J and whatnot, that the respect factor is just right there, my friend.
I mean, who doesn't love Doc?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Unless you're some Boston fan. Everybody loves Doc. And I was a kid, you know, everybody loved Doc. And it wasn't like now where you had access to all the players. You know, you knew what you knew and you saw who you saw. And Doc was the biggest out of everybody, the coolest out of everybody. And without Doc, there's no Michael Jordan. You know, it's just period. And, you know, and also the music and the sound of Philadelphia from, you know, the Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes to Teddy and all that stuff. And, you know, the Gamble and Huff sound, you know, like the stylistics and even the stuff, you know, all that stuff and the roots. Like, I dig Philly, you know, from, you know, PSK, you know, Spoonie G, like Fresh Prince and, you know, Jazzy Jeff. And, I mean, I've always had an affinity for the city.
This is amazing. This is incredible,
but right. I'm not gonna sit here and tell you I'm an Eagles fan. So everything I'm saying is genuine, and I'm gonna tell you I'm not an Eagles fan. So I'm not gonna play that. I'm not playing that game.
Are you a Giants or Jets?
I'm a Giants fan, sir.
Okay.
I'm a New York Football Giants fan, sir.
Was it good to see Eli again on Monday? It was
great
memories.
You know, I would have loved for us to pull out the victory, but it was a good game. It was exciting. And you know, it was good to see him. He played well, and you know, the Giants are we need to get it together. You know, not to say that the Eagles are, you know, you guys aren't, the wings are a little little damp right now, but I am at Helium tonight, so I'll watch myself. but you know, I love the NFL, and I love my fantasy football. So that's important. So like if I do have Carson Wentz, or if I do have Alshon, you know, rest assured I'll be rooting for them.
When it comes to a Philly audience, though, this is the first time you've performed in front of a Philly audience?
Yes.
Wow.
Stand-up comedy, yes.
Stand-up comedy, sure. But what are you expecting tonight? I mean, you know the people we are.
I'm expecting great sense of humor. I know you guys are good people and great sense of humor, and I think you guys you know, you love hard, and you get frustrated. You're like New Yorkers. You guys are like we're one and the same.
Here's what no one wants to admit. Boston, New York, and Philly in particular are the cities that break stones better than anybody.
100%. And you know, when I perform in Boston, I don't have as many pleasant things to say. I like Philly. And like I said, Boston, you know, I know you, that's very common. Like we have that in common, because I think Boston's an island to itself.
Okay.
Like those people are a different kind of person out there in Boston. But I dig them too. But I'm expecting people to have a good time. I plan on putting on a good show this weekend at the Helium Comedy Club in Philly. And I'm excited to be here.
Now, you were in, I mentioned this earlier, Copland, which seriously is a movie I really enjoyed. But that's with De Niro, and that's with Harvey Keitel, obviously.
And Sylvester Stallone.
You're Rocky himself right there in front of you. But they just came out with another movie, The Irishman.
Yes.
Is Robert De Niro, first off, are you in the club that gets to call Robert De Niro Bobby?
Everybody calls him Bob.
Okay.
That's he'll introduce himself, he'll say Bob.
I couldn't handle that.
Trust me, it took me a long time to even be able to make eye contact with him.
Being on a set with those guys, is it something where, what's it like trying to match the intensity on that set?
You know, they're not, like, purposely intimidating. You know, Robert De Niro is kind of a very shy guy, very unassuming. When he's in character, it's a different thing. But in real life, he's not putting, there's no airs. Like, he's very unassuming in real life. And great to work with, you know, and actors in general are not trying to bully other actors. I've never felt an actor who's trying to, it's not sports, you know, where it's different. Especially when you're performing together, just like if you're on the same team with one another, there needs to be a comfortability and familiarity. And so those guys, when I worked with them, they wanted me to shine, because if I shine, the movie shines, and they get that. And Stallone was awesome, because he gave me all my Rocky, I mean, like, to the point where the director told me to not speak to him anymore. You know, like, I got to do lines with him from every Rocky film. I did Rocky lines. He would do Mickey lines. You know, he would play other cats. I would be Rocky, and he would be Paulie. So I got all that from him. Like, I got to talk to him specifically today about 3. We're just going to talk Rocky 3 today. Like, I don't want to divert Clubber, going to L.A., you know, what the training regimen was like with
the
Apollo.
The weird hug on the beach.
All of that. The scene, you know, I'm afraid. You know, like, when he's like, he confesses to Adrian, like,
for the first time in my life.
Yeah. I'm scared. You want to break me down? Is that what you want to do then? You know, like, so I got to do all of it. Trust me. I got to do it all with Stallone, with all my Rocky stuff.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
And last night I ran the Rocky steps.
Did you really?
Oh yes.
Well, the Army's in.
First time I ran the steps. Wow. It wasn't the first time I was there, but it was the first time I properly ran them. The first time I came, it was like 90 something, and I did the steps. But like, I was so tripped out the first time I was here, but because I had imagined running those stairs so much, I was almost like, in my head, I was like, oh, well, I've ran these stairs a bunch of times, because like I had planned it out in my head. But last night I ran the stairs. I wanted to get ready for the shows tonight. And I wanted to get my mind right. And I know you guys think it's a cliche because you're from here. I got ready. Like, I was in the zone last night, running those stairs, jumping around. My wife was like, we're not doing it again. You did it twice. We videotaped it twice. You could pick and choose in the editing room. Now we're going home. It's getting cold out here.
Michael Rappaport in studio with us. Atypical on Netflix. You can watch it right now. Also, at Helium Comedy Club tonight at 8 o'clock. Friday night, tomorrow night, 7:30 and 10 o'clock. And then the 7:30 show Saturday night already sold out. 10 o'clock Saturday night. Still available for tickets here. Michael, your respect for Dr. J and that Sixers team, has it carried over to this current one?
Yo, I had a dream earlier or before the season started, and I'm not like a premonition guy, but I had an actual dream that you guys played and beat the Los Angeles Lakers in seven games, and nothing would make me happier than that happened. Because first of all, I'm no longer a Knicks fan. I'm done.
I don't blame you.
You've removed yourself.
No, I'm done. I'm not saying like I'm a free agent. I'm not a Sixers fan. Like that's I'm like but I would love nothing more than you guys to beat LeBron James in the finals. And I mean really like in a bad way. Like maybe your guy Ben Simmons makes a three to cut their throats, because I can't stand the Lakers, and I can't stand this particular Laker team, and I want it to be a painful ending.
Do you like watching JoJo, Joel Embiid, and Ben Simmons, those guys?
Of course, how could you not? I mean, I want to see, you know, them lock and load, you know, I want to see them kicking teams' butts, you know, and I want to see Tobias, you know, really being used correctly, and I want to see Ben Simmons just shoot the ball. Mm-hmm. Make some, miss some, just shoot the ball. You got to have the defenders back off you. And I don't get the free throw thing, but I mean, listen, you guys got a lot to be happy about. You know, there's a couple of games that you could have won this year where you're 18-7. I'm a Knicks fan. I know you have to trust the process. I know you're 26.
You don't even have a process.
We don't have a process. Nah. There's no nicknames that are coming out of this. We have an owner who's in a blues band.
It's a bleep show. That's the nickname.
We have an owner who travels and tours currently as the lead singer in a blues band.
In a blues band. Yeah, James Dolan.
We're talking about blues?
Now, Atypical on Netflix. It's close to home. I know, Bob, for you, it's a show you're going to be checking out. Very interesting
already
show.
The
son in the show, I believe, is autistic. And you guys, you know, you talk about that and, you know, life's you know, crazy instances as well on the program. And it's a great show, man.
Great show. Very proud of the show. Very proud of the themes it takes on. You know, people have responded to it in an emotional way, and you know, season three is streaming on Netflix, and I'm looking forward to hopefully getting the pickup and going to do season four. Maybe we do back-to-back, do four and five, because the fans deserve it. The people really love Atypical, and everybody who's a part of it is very proud of that.
And the last thing I have to say, otherwise my wife will kill me, is you were great on Friends.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
I appreciate that.
Michael
I can't believe you waited to the end, because you're your wife, you know, she's listening here.
These are only lessons for the last 20 minutes.
Right. Okay, cool.
If you had to pick one, podcast, acting, comedy, what would you pick? Sideline reporter.
I love it all. I'm enjoying doing stand-up comedy. I'm never going to not be an actor. I love doing my podcast, and I'm just happy to be rocking and rolling and still excited to get out of bed to go to work. And you know, like I said, I'm very, very pumped to be performing here at Helium, you know, starting tonight. And, you know, like I said, I love this city, and I've always had an affinity for it. But I must say it one final time. I ain't an Eagles fan, okay? I didn't mind when you guys took down the miserable Patriots, but it took me a long time because it was the lesser of two evils for me.
Gotcha.
Okay, so I did like that. That I enjoyed that.
Oh, I guess one thing I left out, that you did a fine play-by-play of two moose fighting.
Yes. That went got super viral.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
Never could plan or predict how those things work out, but it's taken on a life of its own.
Michael, you're the man. Thank you so much for coming in. Good luck.
It.
Go see this man at Helium Comedy Club. You can see him tonight. You can see him tomorrow night. You can see him Saturday as well. Michael Rappaport, thank you for coming
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Time at the Fanatic, 9:44.
Guys, I'm about to make shopping real easy for you with a gift for the hardest person in your life, the lady in your life. Get her the soft, silky, nudie sleepwear exclusive. exclusively at PajamaGround.com. The next best thing to wearing nothing at all. Sensuous and smooth nudist pajamas feel just like her own bare skin. She's going to love the way they feel, and so will you. The texture and touch of nudist pajamas is so seductive, you should plan on getting a workout when she wears them. Nudies are also backed by 100% lifetime.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.